From new diagnostic tools and technology to advances in rare disease research, this is Pediatrica, a pediatric research and innovation podcast presented by clinicians and researchers at Children's Health of Orange County. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me today to highlight eye issues after concussion in children, some key research, is Dr. Chris Couturs. He's a pediatrician and sports medicine specialist at the CHOC Concussion Clinic and Sports Medicine Program. Dr. Couturs, thank you so much for joining us today. As we get into this topic, it's really interesting too. And as we're learning more about the prevalence of concussion, tell us about the prevalence of eye issues post-concussion. What is the scope of what we're discussing here today? And what are the most common vision disorders that you see that occur after concussion?
When we're talking about concussion specifically in the school-age population, I think experience and studies tell us up to 70% of concussed individuals will show eye tracking issues. These are important because not only do they affect activities of daily life, but especially academic work, reading across a screen or a piece of paper, looking up and down while taking notes in class. So two of the most common things we see are issues with saccades, the eyes either going back and forth or up and down in rapid fashion, or something called convergence, where the eyes are having issues with making the transition from near vision to distance vision and vice versa.
This is interesting. So we're learning more, and these kinds of things are now coming up. Now, your group decided to study these eye problems in concussed young athletes. Tell us a little bit about the study, and what do you hope to learn from your research?
Well, I think we all realize there are eye issues after concussion. What we really don't appreciate is, do most of these resolve spontaneously, or do we need to invoke treatment modalities? And if so, which ones and when? So the purpose of our research is to do a pretty broad spectrum analysis of visual function after concussion in the hopes of identifying which of our assessment modalities will have the most saliency for long-term recovery. And then once we've identified which modalities will work, we hope to go to a larger scale study to identify, do we start those early in the first few weeks after concussion? Do we wait perhaps 4 to 6 weeks? And then how long do we anticipate that recovery to take? This will help clinicians. This will help families. It may even help with third-party payers coming on board to help cover this if we can deem that there's a good level of data that shows we can contribute to recovery.
Tell us about the study model itself, Doc.
What we're looking for is we take concussed individuals between the ages of 11 and 17 and a half. We try to bring them in within the first 4 weeks after concussion. We've got both controls and concussed individuals. We identify the concussed individuals through our standard history. We look at their symptom profile. We look at balance scores. We look at status assessment of concussion cognitive function. And once they're enrolled, they get a very involved eye examination. It takes about 2 hours. We look at saccade function. We look at convergence. We look at other modalities that will help us determine the eye function. We then repeat this assessment in 3 months. And the goal of this pilot study is to see how many of these athletes show any level of resolution within that first 3 month period. This again will help us determine which of the modalities we're testing are the most helpful. And also, what is the natural history? Do most of these kids resolve by themselves, or are we going to have to intervene to assist in their recovery?
Have you seen, Dr. Couturs, that the presence of these visual symptoms predicts delayed recovery from concussion in children and adolescents, and also might be associated with the delay in the child's return to school, recreational activity? I mean, return to play is a big issue right now, as well as driving, certainly for adolescents, and back to the field, back to school, which now we've changed that protocol. It's not sit in the dark room anymore. But tell us if these kinds of symptoms and this kinds of issues would predict how we react to those things.
There's no doubt that eye issues after concussion are one of the biggest challenges that we face, just like you identified, not just academically, not just socially, but also trying to return to sport. And we'll find that when we do our visual exam immediately after concussion, if the athlete shows issues with saccadic function, with vestibular ocular reflex, or convergence and accommodation, we're going to have to adjust their academic world. We might have them have notes given to them, because they're having trouble reading. We may have notes given to them because they're having trouble looking up at the board than looking down. We may have them reduce their dependence on electronic devices. So there's no doubt that this helps us communicate with our education colleagues to help our concussed athletes in the classroom. And again, with many sports being so visually dominant, ball sports, stick sports, there's no doubt that if they can't track a ball, they're not going to be able to function well. So we're thinking that a good component of recovery is the visual system. And if we can identify which components are the most affected, we can hopefully intervene and reduce the morbidity that comes up after concussion.
Is this more of a preliminary or definitive study? And while you're telling us that, and you kind of just answered this in your last answer, take us from bench to bedside. Dr. Couture's, how do you envision this type of research translating to patient care and how it's going to benefit colleagues, patients, families, coaches, anyone involved?
Well, it's definitely a preliminary study. We're hoping to get a larger study to do more of an interventional arm, but the eventual goal is to be able to tell the clinician at the bedside, here are perhaps 3 to 4 tests that you can identify in your exam room. If any of these show a positive finding, you can then communicate with your visual therapy colleagues and institute a visual therapy program at the appropriate time, either right after concussion or perhaps a few weeks later. We can predict about the amount of time the athlete will need to give. And this is not only going to help clinicians, it's going to help families, because oftentimes we're told you're going to have visual therapy. We're not sure if it's going to take a month or 6 months. That's kind of hard for families to digest at times. But if we can say, data tells us that we have a program that's going to last 4 to 6 weeks, and if you do it perhaps 4 times a week, you're going to see improvement. Much easier for a family, much easier for a clinician to recommend. And again, hopefully third-party insurances will be on board.
This is important work you're doing, Dr. Couture's. And as we wrap up, you mentioned visual therapy. And so obviously this is going to lead, but concussion, and we're learning more about that, to this multidisciplinary management of concussion. Now there's a comprehensive approach where many different providers are involved. Can you please speak about where you see that going for concussion management and your final thoughts for other providers?
There's no doubt that concussion care is the ultimate in team-based medical care. It takes the neurology colleagues, it takes the sports medicine colleagues, it takes visual therapists, physical therapists, cognitive therapists, it takes psychologists, it takes a whole team to support these young athletes and their families. And I think this research is going to give us more tools to be direct, to be able to communicate not only as professionals, but with our families, what we can expect, what we can provide, and hopefully just allow the team to have more tools to treat these athletes. So there's no doubt that when you're looking at a post-concussed patient, the assessment of visual function is absolutely essential, not just acuity, but also eye tracking and movement. And there are several good papers out on the vestibular ocular motor screen, which is a good tool that we are utilizing in our research. And I highly recommend that any of my colleagues who are involved in the assessment of a concussed athlete familiarize themselves with this tool and utilize it. And hopefully we can provide down the road more information to support the use of that tool.
Well, I certainly hope that you will come join us again as you learn more and as this research continues. And thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Couture's. To learn more about Children's Health of Orange County and to refer your patient, please visit chalk.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Thank you so much for joining us on Pediatrica, a pediatric research and innovation podcast presented by clinicians and researchers at Children's Health of Orange County. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.